AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning, Turkey reportedly has shot down a warplane that violated its airspace near the border with Syria. At the same time, Russia is now reporting that one of its planes has been downed over Turkey. No details yet. As Thanksgiving approaches, there's a warning to Americans to be careful in public places all around the world. AP correspondent Mike Rossia is in Washington.
The State Department has issued a worldwide travel alert for U.S. citizens, noting possible risks due to increased terrorist threats. The alert says information suggests militants with the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan attacks in multiple regions. The increased security measures follow the November 13th attacks in Paris that killed 130 people and an attack in Mali's capital last Friday that left 19 people dead. The travel alert will be in effect until February 24th. Mike Rossia, Washington.
French President François Hollande will be at the White House later this morning talking with President Obama about the campaign against the Islamic State group. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president will hear from Hollande what French and Belgian security forces have learned about the cell that carried out the Paris attacks. And the two will discuss Syria, where French jets have bombed Islamic State group strongholds with targeting info supplied by the U.S.
After talking with world leaders, Australia's prime minister says there is no support among them for the idea of a U.S.-led army in Iraq and Syria to take back ground from Islamic State militants. The Army says four people have died in a helicopter crash at Fort Hood, Texas. Fort Hood says a helicopter carrying the four crew members crashed on the base, and the four crew members were found dead. We don't know what caused the crash. Five people shot and wounded in Minneapolis last night. This is AP Radio News. Several Republican presidential candidates will get some free time on NBC affiliates after they complained that the network gave Donald Trump free time when he hosted Saturday Night Live earlier this month. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
They won't be cracking jokes at their own expense or introduce musical guests like Donald Trump did, but four Republican candidates will get some free face time on NBC. The network says it will give John Kasich, Mike Huckabee, James Gilmore, and Lindsey Graham about 12 minutes each. It won't be national time. The appearances will be on NBC affiliates in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. The candidates claimed NBC gave Trump an unfair bounce by letting him host a comedy show earlier this month. The decision doesn't come cheap. For NBC, the appearances will come out of time set aside for network commercials and promotions. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Obama will honor 17 people today with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.